fall up.
First is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. That's right, Saturn. We sure hope a DJ is on board for some anti-gravity mixing. But to the place of Europe,
Radojli, it's time for Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on the mighty, mighty WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. That's radio for the rest of us. And we're streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org. And Global Agogo has been underwritten since its inception by the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center for the Arts presents the Monterey Jazz Festival on tour, featuring pianist Kenny Barron, violinist Regina Carter, vocalist Kurt Elling, and guitarist Russell Malone, along with Kiyoshi Kitagawa on bass, drummer Jonathan Blake. Tuesday, February 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at Richmond Center Stage. Tickets on sale through Ticketmaster. Find out more at modlin.richmond.edu. And underwriting support for WRIR comes from Top Dead Center Design, a Richmond-based firm that helps businesses and nonprofit organizations publish on the web, saving money on everything from announcements to annual reports. To learn more, visit Top Dead Center Design online at tdcdesign.com. And welcome to today's show. I've got a very special guest in the studio with me, Noah Scalin. How are you?
I am good. Thanks good. For having me.
Great to have you. And we have this groovy music on in the background because we've got a really special show today. We're going to spend 2 hours talking about Tiger Woods.
Wow, it's going to be a short conversation. I know very little about Tiger Woods.
No, seriously, we're going to spend 2 hours playing music of India that Noah has brought back from a recent trip that you took to India, right?
That's right.
How long were you there?
I was there for just over 2 weeks.
Okay. And where were you?
I was mostly in southwestern India, in an area called Goa, and then I went across the country a little bit into Karnataka to a town called Hampi, and then I also was in Mumbai, which also is called Bombay.
And one of the things that Noah did on his trip was pick up a bunch of recordings, which is something that he likes to do when he travels. I like to do that, too.
Yeah. And I'd almost do it specifically because I know you're going to let me play him on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
So it turns into a stressful thing because I want to make sure I have music now for you.
There you go.
This show.
And it's been a while since we've done one of these.
I know.
Because all of your travels in the last year have taken you to, like, Cleveland.
All of them. All of the trips have been Cleveland. Yeah, I've been in, like, upstate New York, and I've been in Cleveland, and in Louisville, Kentucky.
And this is because of Noah's extraordinarily and unpredictably successful project, Skull a Day, which resulted in a popular book and an appearance on the Martha Stewart TV show.
Oh, wow. This would be a plug for my Skull project.
Oh, but let's do it while we got a chance, right?
Yeah, sure.
Skulladay.blogspot.com.
Yeah, right, just skulladay.com will work, too.
Okay. And, of course, the book can be bought at retailers all over the known universe.
Yeah, especially local independent stores.
Yeah, that's right. And anything else you want to say about it before we change the subject?
No, I was going to say, this. If you're listening because you like skulls, well, this isn't for you. But you'll still enjoy music of India.
Okay. But anyway, Noah invited me over to listen to some of the stuff that he brought back. And, of course, a lot of it surprised me. And then there is some Bollywood. Actually, we're going to do about an hour of the show. The second hour of the show is going to be all Bollywood. But particularly this first set was totally a surprise to me because I didn't really know much about rock in India.
Yeah, it was. Well, and when I went to the store, I mean, there's this really terrific music store in Mumbai, and I went there specifically looking to see what I could find outside of the sort of typical music. But the reality is, I would say, 80% is either Bollywood songs or sort of religious-related Hindu music. And so there was a tiny, tiny sections of other stuff, but it was really interesting, and I had to dig a bit to find it. And so I managed to get a little bit, and I had no idea what I was buying, so it was a great surprise to listen to it, and turned out it was good stuff.
So we're going to listen to a couple of tracks from this recording. This is a brand new recording, too. It's called India Soundpad. It came out on EMI India. And what they did was they hooked up a well-known British rock producer, a guy named John Leckie, who's produced Radiohead, XTC, all kinds of different people.
Yeah.
And they allowed him to choose.
Yeah, he went to, I guess, a couple big cities in India and did open auditions for bands to come in and for an opportunity to record with him in a good recording studio. So then he produced their tracks. So it's really cool because I think they're fairly unknown bands even in India, like local bands that are playing clubs there, which, I think really only a few, you know, outside of India, probably not a lot of people have ever heard these groups.
Right. So let's listen to the first one of them. This is actually the first track on the CD. This is really good. The band is called Medusa, and this song is called Hilltop. Here's some brand new rock music, new to all of us here on Global Agogo, courtesy of Noah Scalin's Travels. Let's listen to it right about now.
Hey, this is DJ Carlito, and you're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond Indie Radio. Don't forget to check out my show, If Music Could Talk, every week on Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m., featuring music from all parts of the world. These days, all music is world music, so I try to bring you the best from everywhere, every week. If Music Could Talk, where music says it all, on WIR.
भगवान के आशीर्वाद में कोई खेद न हो यीशु अल्लाह और कृष्णा कौन भगवान है अपना यीशु अल्लाह और कृष्णा कौन भगवान है अपना फूल पे फूल चढ़ा दे दिए अपना माल को अंदर करना
पर ये दुनिया करती है दिमाग का खुद गोबर
कबीर कोई बनता नहीं अरे कबीर कोई बनता नहीं कबीर तो होता है बस अंदर करना भगवान है अपना बोलो श्री यीशु अल्लाह और कृष्ण की जय
एट एंड वी नी सदी छे अवतार बहुत हुंदे ने असी साथ विच भरोसा रखिए ता इसे तरह जिए एकता विच पैरा दा पावा सही रास्ते दे बोल रहे हैं स्वर्ग विच थां लैनी है पर सही रास्ता सर स्वर्ग विच थां लैनी नहीं सही रास्ता सर स्वर्ग विच थां लैनी नहीं ता ए रास्ता ता सच्चाई बारे सोचना सही रास्ता वक्र लोकां लई वक्र है आपां एकता विच रहिए जय जय ता असी तेरे ते गाउंदे हां
We have some music from Jinder Singh and his band Corner Shop from way back in 1995 from their great album, Woman's Gotta Have It, on Luwaka Bop Records. That's 6 a.m. Julandershire, first track from that great record. And that is one of the probably two songs that I'm going to add to the show.
Your response
today.
To
That's
what
right.
I brought.
Yeah, because I thought, you know, I thought it really, there was a lot of similarity between that old Corner Shop record and this brand new recording from the band right before it, who are called Swarathma, and from India. And it's from this new recording that we mentioned at the top of the show called India Soundpad. And we heard a song called Yeshu Allah Our Krishna. Or I guess that's Yeshu Allah or Krishna or and Krishna. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know Hindi. So.
Yeah, unfortunately. You didn't pick it up while you were
there.
It's not intuitively obvious to
yeah,
you.
No. Yeah, no. And they also speak English there, so it makes it hard to bother even trying to learn another language when everyone speaks English.
Everyone, 100% of the people that you met?
Pretty much. If not fluently necessarily, but certainly could speak some English.
Yeah.
And all the signs were in English. So that was a surprise. It really wasn't a difficult country to get around.
And, of course, British spent a lot of time
there.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the British are responsible for this project, indirectly at least, because the British Council are the ones that sponsored and presumably underwrote this recording called India Soundpad.
Yeah.
And they are the ones that hired John Leckie to come and produce and to choose these bands.
Yeah, and go to three of the major cities in India to do tryouts.
Cattle calls.
Yeah.
And those are two of the... four bands?
There's four bands. Each band got two tracks.
And I loved both of those.
Yeah,
those
and the whole
really
thing
good.
Is good. I mean, it really is great. And like, just good in and of itself. You don't have to know it's from India. But I love the fact that it's so incredibly different sounding than what you'd expect.
Yeah. And I haven't done any research on those two bands yet. I'll bet they have MySpace pages.
I'm sure they do.
Everybody else does. So anyway, we started off the show. The band was called Medusa and the song Hilltop, also from that India Soundpad compilation. And my guest here today is Noah Scalin. We are doing music that Noah brought back from India. That's
mostly
today's theme. And the show you're listening to is called Global Agogo. We play music from around the world in the universal language of groove. We're on every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And if you'd like to talk to Noah or to myself, the phone number here in the studio is 649-9737. It's area code 804 for those out of town listening on the internet, perhaps. And you could also send me an email if you like, globalagogoradio@gmail.com. And WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares both old and new, Manic Panic and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. And in this piece of trivia, Noah used to work at Exile once upon a time.
That's right.
Long time ago.
Long time ago.
And this piece of information for you as well. RadioForAll.net is a vast online archive of podcasts, including those of many WRIR music programs, including this one, available without charge or membership to the general public. Radio for All is created by the all-volunteer A-Infos Radio Project. The project went online in 1997 by grassroots broadcasters, free radio journalists, and cyber activists to promote themselves with the means to share radio programs via the internet. Their goal remains to support and expand the movement for democratic communications worldwide. The project exists as an alternative to corporate and government media and to enable the expression of creativity. To access thousands of hours of audio content or to support A-Info's radio project, visit www.radioforall.net, and there's a numeral 4 in there, so it's radio, the numeral 4, all.net. If you go there, search for Global Agogo, and you'll find all of my podcasts. 5.5 years worth of programs are all available up there, thanks to radioforall.net. And let's see, in our second set here on Global Agogo today, we're going to focus on some, what would you call this, Indian Tronica, I guess.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think it's sort of a fusion music, mm-hmm. You know, this idea of taking traditional Indian elements and bringing in some modern and Western influences and putting together and coming out with some different stuff.
And a number of the artists that we're going to play in this set are actually from countries other than India. Some of them live there now. Like, does this guy, Prem Joshua, live there? Or is he just there very, very frequently?
He spends a lot of his time there, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I forgot bed music.
This is a new thing for Bill.
I know. You should have reminded me, man. Everybody else does it, but not me. And this is a good one, too.
It's a good try. I know.
I have to play this one again. All right, so we're going to start with Prem Joshua. And so this guy is, like, really popular in Goa.
Yeah. So Goa, so you were saying about India being sort of, obviously it was under British rule, and so there's a lot of British culture there. But Goa is actually more Portuguese-based and has a different sort of vibe. And also Goa is known for the Goa trance music that got really popular in the late 90s, early 2000s. And so there's a big club scene there and a lot of sort of a different kind of vibe overall. And but yeah, so Prem Joshua actually was playing there when I was there. I didn't get to see him play, but I got to learn about him. I didn't know about him before. So authentically Indian, non-Indian music.
Yeah, and he totally describes what he's doing as world fusion, which is something that we actually don't play a lot of on this program, much to people's surprise sometimes. But this is a really good track. And this is a compilation of his stuff that came out in India only called Selections by Prem Joshua. But it's on whatever record he made in 2002. I can't remember the name of it. The song is called Ganga Puja. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
You don't think it's ganja?
I don't think so, because it's a G.
Yeah.
But that would probably be appropriate given this type of scene,
the place
right?
It's
that was the way it was, kind of a hippy dippy kind of town.
Yeah, yeah, I would say so.
Okay. All right, let's listen to Prem Joshua right here on Global Agogo. Check it out.
Jai Shiva Jai Kali Vasini Anupam Rupa Ganga Stunted Development is the best freeform radio show on the planet. Each week, a crack team of researchers scours the vast Stunted Development archives and prepares each show using an irreplicable, proprietary method. Only the most whacked-out sounds are presented from the full spectrum of musical genres for your enjoyment. Each week, from 11 p.m. Sundays to 1 a.m. on Mondays. To get the full Stunted Development experience, follow SD on WRIR on Twitter and join the show's Facebook group. Make your life better with Stunted Development, this and every Sunday starting at 11 p.m., only on WRIR 97.3 FM.
তখন দেখবি হৃদ কমলে কত খেলা হৃদ কমলে
some Indian electronica for you here on Global Agogo, here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. Le Tout Puissant, WRIR. And you're listening to Global Agogo. We're doing an all-Indian music show today.
Bed music.
Oh, right. Yeah. Thank you.
Here we go.
Excellent.
All right. Back to your announcement.
And so we're playing all-Indian music today, including the bed music, is clips from Bollywood soundtracks. It's a CD called Bollywood Breaks.
Yeah, and I think it was intended for DJs to use to maybe sample from or put into their mixes or something.
What a great idea. I should use that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm using it, right.
Yeah. Oh.
And so this is apparently some of the stuff that you hear in the interstitial parts of Bollywood movies, the chase scenes, the stuff like that. It's kind of like the background music.
Probably. That's our guess. There's really not enough legible information on the CD to help us.
It's in that one of those font sizes that only people in their 20s and younger can read. But let me tell you what you just heard. And my guest here is Noah Scanlon. Thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, my pleasure. And these were three of those four tracks, things that he brought back from his recent trip to India, including that last one. And that is from a compilation CD that's called The Beat Trip, Kala Goda Style.
And that's specifically from a store in Mumbai called Rhythm House. And so that's a very well-known music store. I guess they might have ones in other cities as well in India. But they put out some compilations. And I guess that Kala Goda is that area where they're
Okay.
And I think that's what it references. And they put out, I guess, two or three. I think there's actually three in the series. And that was the beat-specific one. And then there was more of a chill-out kind of one. And then I don't remember what the third one was.
But. And so you brought back two of those.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's great is what I try to do when I'm traveling and buying CDs is buy compilations so I get the widest range of music since I don't know most of the time what I'm getting and what it's going to sound like. So that way, there's more chances of getting something good. And I figured if the staff of the record store made those, then they're probably pretty good. And they were.
So you bought that at Rhythm House?
At Rhythm House, yeah.
And can you listen before you buy there?
Not that I could tell.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you could
have. If you asked the right question.
Yeah, they had really helpful staff, though, who were happy to make recommendations. It was very cool.
Mm-hmm. And that's a picture of the building that the store is in on the back of that. Is that right? Or is that the record company that's in the back of the picture?
I'll have to look at the picture again. Yeah.
I remember reading that in the notes. Anyway, the track that we heard, the last one, is called Carlinhos. And the artist, the original artist, is Trilok Gurtu, who is a percussionist from India, who is kind of equally well-versed on both tabla, Indian classical drums, and also on Western trap kit. And so he's more or less classified as a jazz musician. He's played with the band Oregon for a while. And on this track, this was originally a live recording of his song Carlinhos, and then it's been remixed by a fellow named Niraj Chagg, who is an Indian DJ who's based in London. And cool remix because it adds some really incongruous elements, but it also really plays up some of the Indian elements of the song nicely as well.
Yeah.
So I like that remix.
Yeah.
It's very it's actually kind of chill.
Yeah,
maybe could have been on the other CD too.
Yeah, and there was some of the there's a little crossover between those CDs.
Yeah. So then before that was one that I picked, and this is one of my favorites of this type of this kind of Indian electronica stuff. It's a collaboration between State of Bengal, who's I think his name is Sam Zaman, and he's a Indian-born UK-based producer, and he's collaborating with a singer from Bengal, from which is I guess the northeastern part of India, a singer named Pabon Das Bal, who is one of the Bals of Bengal, who are kind of the musical mystics of that region. He's got a great voice, and we heard the song Moner Manush, and it's from the album they did together called Tana Tani back in 2004. Before that, Kirsch Kalay, and a track called One Step Beyond, which is also on that Beat Trip compilation as well. And Kirsch Kalay is an Indian musician who was born in the UK and grew up in Stony Brook, Long Island.
Very international.
There you go. And we started off with Prem Joshua from Germany and very popular in Goa, and his song Ganga Puja. And that brings you up to date, and let me tell you, do some business, and we'll get back to the music. Global Agogo has been underwritten since its inception by the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts. The Modlin Center for the Arts presents the Monterey Jazz Festival on tour, featuring pianist Kenny Barron, violinist Regina Carter, vocalist Kurt Elling, and guitarist Russell Malone, along with bassist Kiyoshi Kitagawa and drummer Jonathan Blake. It's coming up on Tuesday, February 23rd. That's this Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. at Richmond Center Stage. Tickets are on sale through Ticketmaster. Find out more at modlin.richmond.edu. And this program is sponsored by founding underwriter Sticky Rice, serving American and Pan-Asian entrees in a friendly, eclectic atmosphere. Sticky Rice is open for lunch and dinner daily, 11:30 a.m. until the wee hours, serving fresh sushi, noodles, sandwiches, and entrees in the fan at 2232 West Main Street. Across the street, Sticky to Go-Go offers a full to-go menu. Call 804-358-2633 or visit stickytogogo.com. All right, can't do an India show without Bollywood music, right? Or you couldn't come back to the States without buying some Bollywood compilations is more.
Indeed. And I mean, this, realistically, Bollywood music is the popular music of India. I mean, you hear it everywhere. Every cab we were in was playing something from a current Bollywood film, and the classics are, I mean, known by everyone there.
Yeah, it's like if American popular music in the 1940s, if you said, oh, it's from a movie. Yeah, of course it was from a movie.
Yeah.
All the popular songs were in movies.
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting because I think now there's a little more sort of recognition of Indian film in America. But, up until only relatively recently.
A couple years ago. Yeah,
it was sort of unknown. And it's Bollywood's bigger than Hollywood. And, people don't realize that. And it's a huge deal. And Mumbai is the center, the capital of the Indian film industry.
Yeah, and now that these films, the current ones, actually come to Richmond and play here, and lots of other cities all over the U.S., we're all getting to be much more aware of the world of Indian film and the music, you know, that goes along with it. And for folks that are interested in this, I got to mention again, one of probably the very few radio shows really any place that plays a lot of Bollywood music right here on WRIR. DJ Carlito, if music could talk, he's really become an expert on this subject.
And he actually DJs dance night, Bollywood dance nights.
Mm-hmm, which are hugely popular.
Yeah, and I actually invited him over and let him paw through all the CDs I brought back, because I figured if there's anything I got that he didn't know of, you know, he of all people deserved to get a copy. So
anyway, check out his show Sunday night from 7 to 9 p.m. if you like any of the music that we play here in this next hour of the show. So we're going to start with some stuff from the 70s. And this first track features Lata Mangeshkar, who is kind of the queen of playback singing. Playback singing means the person who sings that the star of the movie does the voice, does the lip syncing to. Lip syncing is not a bad word in Indian film. Everybody does it. So Lata Mangeshkar and the music director on this, Lakshmikant Pyarelal. That's actually two guys, or Lakshmi Pyari. They were very popular music directors for Indian films. They probably did, you know, hundreds of films in the 70s and 80s. This is from the film Maragon Maradesh, and the song is called Sona Lai Jare. From 1971, some Bollywood music here on Global Agogo.
Sona le jare, chandi le jare, paisa. Hare Ram.
We'll be right back.
चल के आप आ जाता है शिकार
बातों ही बातों में होना है जो हो जाता है आंखों ही आंखों में यारों का दिल खो जाता है दुनिया में लोगों को धोखा कभी हो जाता है आंखों ही आंखों में यारों का दिल खो जाता है.
Yeah, the music of R.D. Burman, the great Bollywood composer, here on Global Go-Go. Those last three tracks all featured R.D. Burman as music director and his wife, Asha Bosley.
What are we listening to?
I have no idea.
Something's playing.
Oh, I see. I got the wrong thing going. That makes really good bed music, too.
It does, actually, yeah. We'll rock out to this.
But that's not the one that I want. The one that I actually want is this one.
Oh.
There we go. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. So the music of R.D. Burman here on Global Agogo. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this compilation here that we're... listening to top 12 cabaret songs from films. This is another one of your finds?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, again, there's just so many options for film music when you're there. The category is huge. And so I went straight to the best of section and looked for historical stuff. And I picked up some collections from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and then I found this top 12 hits. And, I don't know a lot about... The term cabaret songs, what they mean by that. But I mean, there's all the films are very similar story structure wise.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm sure there's sort of the classic, it's the love theme or whatever it is, you know, for their films.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, all of the films have this section in it where they're going to sing this kind of a song. Though they're really wacky. So I'm not sure what the through line would be for that kind of a song. Cause, you know, I guess if they're classic cabaret style, that means they're being sung in, I don't know, cabaret environment.
Or something, I don't know. Or maybe something's just lost in the translation.
Or that. Yeah, always possible.
So that last one, Dunya Main Logan Ko, that's a great song. And that's from the film Apna Desh, and the singer is Asha Bosley, who was married to R.D. Burman. And R.D. Burman, the music director. Also, Asha Bosley is the younger sister of Lata Mangeshkar.
See, you know more about this stuff than I do.
There you go. That's like all that I know. You know? But I know a good song when I hear it, and I know a wacky song. And
man,
these are just, it's like everything and then the kitchen sink are all added into these.
And I mean, I think they're just ripe for sampling, and I haven't heard a lot of stuff using it yet. So
then before that, it was Sayan Race Sayan from the film The Train, and that song really had a kind of a train-like rhythm to it, like the kind of like rocking back and forth.
And trains are a really common theme in Bollywood films because trains are really huge in India. It's a major way of getting around. It's a big country. And I took a train cross. It was an 8-hour train ride. And those trains are mostly from like the 20s and 30s and still in use.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, yeah, you get the authentic experience when you ride them. That's for sure.
So that wasn't a sleeper car because it was only an 8-hour.
It actually, I was in the sleeper section. They just take these beds that you could sleep in, and they flap them up, and you can sit on them as benches.
Oh, okay.
And they're open air. There's no windows. There's just sort of metal grate so that you don't fly out the window.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
But it's the weather is such there.
It's because it's warm enough.
Yeah, there's never going to be a time when you want to close the window. So, and then there's trains with air conditioning, those windows are always closed, but we did the authentic non-air conditioned ride.
And you shared the car, the room that you were in with a family, was that?
Yeah, well, they're kind of open, but our section, the rest of the seats were an Indian family, and they were super awesome and fed us, which was amazing. So
that's always
authentic,
great.
Authentic Indian home cooking.
Mm-hmm.
and we shared some snacks with them and had a really lovely 8-hour train ride.
So as opposed to the restaurant food that you probably ate on most of the rest of the trip.
Yeah, right? Well, people come through the cars with food to sell, and it's like fast food, but it's quite good.
Food walla.
Yeah, exactly. And then the chai walla comes through, and then when you stop at a track, the people on the track itself will come to the window, and you can buy, like, you're at a drive up through on a train. So it's great. They just come up and you buy whatever you want to eat through the window, since there's only bars and no glass, and then you know, you move on to the next station.
And let's see, before that, the track that we heard that really sounds like it could have been from the Nuggets compilation, Dum Maro Dum Mit Jai Gam.
I'm glad you're saying these.
From the film, this I can say, Hari Rama Hari Krishna. That's easy.
Yes.
And again, Asha Bhosle and R.D. Burman.
Brilliant.
And he was by far the most popular composer, music director, whatever you want to call it, of his era, and then fell horribly out of favor in the late 80s and died in either the late 80s or the 90s.
Hmm.
But at his peak, I mean, this guy was scoring 15, 20, 25 movies a year. Wow. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Because the level of production, the quantity of production there is just incredible.
Yeah, especially because the theaters aren't like our multiplexes. So there's only one movie or two movies playing.
Oh, okay.
And they're three-hour movies at least. So they can't really play a lot even in the course of a day anyway. So there's usually only one movie, two movies playing in back and forth, and you show them a couple times a day. So I guess they just run them in and out of the theater really fast.
Right, yeah. It must just be there for a week or two, and then it's all over.
Sort of the old American sort of way of having films. When
we
produced a lot more and everyone was in the theater a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, that gives you a recap of what we just played. Let me do some more business and we'll do another set of Bollywood music here. Underwriting support for WRIR comes from Top Dead Center Design, which designs content-rich websites, email newsletters, and other online publishing solutions for businesses, nonprofits, and educational organizations in the Richmond and D.C. areas. To learn more, visit Top Dead Center Design online at tdcdesign.com. And the Commonwealth of Virginia includes every bird and animal habitat that occurs naturally between Maine and Florida. Within Virginia's 43,000 square miles of diverse natural habitat, you can find some 400 species of birds, 250 species of fish, 150 of terrestrial and marine animals, 150 species of amphibians and reptiles, and a wide variety of aquatic and terrestrial invertebrates. The Virginia Birding and Wildlife Trail celebrates this diversity with wildlife viewing sites throughout the state. For more information and to download maps of the routes, visit the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries website at www.dgif.virginia.gov/V, as in Victor, B as in boy, W-T. That's V-B-W-T, Virginia Birding and Wildlife Trail. And you're listening to Global Agogo here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. We are the Tower of Low Power, and this program is available as a podcast at www.globalagogo.com. So go there, and this show that we're currently doing will be available as a podcast later this weekend. If you're listening to it as a podcast now, it is already available as a podcast. And I want to say hello to our friends listening on CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, Radio Free Moscow, the other two radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. All right, we're going to move to the 70s now.
I know, to the 80s.
Oh, yeah, to the 80s, that's right.
That was the 70s.
And
but honestly, it sounds like the 70s. I think they're about 10 years behind musically.
Like Richmond.
Yes. 20.
Used to be.
Yeah.
And we're going to listen to some Indian Bollywood disco music. There's no other way to describe this than that. And the guy who is the music director behind, who is the star of this era, is named Bappi Lahiri. And we've got, well, we'll see if we have time for two or three of these tracks to play here. We're going to get started with this one from 1980. This is called Hari Om Hari from the film Pyara Dushman. The singer on this is Usha Uthap. The music director, again, Bappi Lahiri, Mr. Disco of India. Check this stuff out. It's too wild to believe right here on Global Agogo.
Thank you. खुशी है चूर नशे में ये जिंदगी है। हरि ओम हरि, 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 हरि ओम हरि। Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om.
चढ़ती लहर जैसे चढ़ती जवानी, खिलती कलीसा खिला रूह, जाने कब कैसे कहां हाथों से फिसल जाए, जैसे ढल जाए चढ़ी धूप। Once in every lifetime comes a love like this, I need you, you need me, oh my honey, can't you see?
Hari Om Hari, Hari Om Hari, Hari Om Hari, Hari Om Hari, Hari Om Hari.
Gham hai koi to dam maro yaro, dam ki dua se gham bhi khushi hai, chur nashe mein ye zindagi hai.
Hari Om Hari, 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 Hari Om Hari.
Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om.
प्यासे प्यासे दिल में है अरमां हजारों, सांसों में है सपने हजार, एक एक पल यहाँ झूम के जी ले, जीने के हैं दिन बस चार। Dreams are so many, desires never ending, life's too short, let's live, love every moment, make your life worth living.
Hari Om Hari, 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 Hari Om Hari.
Gham hai koi to dam maro yaro, dam ki dua se gham bhi khushi hai, chur nashe mein ye zindagi hai.
Hari Om Hari, 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 Hari Om Hari.
Do it up, do it up, do it up, do it up, do it up.
ओम हरि ओम
दुनिया में
रंबा हो संबा हो
background behind me. I am a disco dancer.
Are you just saying that, or is that actually the title of the song?
Are you looking at my clothes, man?
This polyester suit is awesome on you.
It's really hot in here, though.
You're working it, though.
But I'll tell you what, I'm never going to run out of oil. We should have a webcam for this. I'm a disco dancer. That singer is, if you want to call that singing, VJ Benedict. And from the pen of Mr. Disco of India, Bappi Lahiri. And that was it was actually the theme song from the film Disco Dancer from 1982.
82, yes.
Perfect. they were right on time. And this whole set of Indian disco from the early 80s, totally incongruous. Hope you're enjoying it half as much as we are. Before that, we heard from... The singer was Usha Uthop, and the song Rumba Ho 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 Samba Ho Ho Ho, and that was from the film Arman. And we started off with Hari Om Hari from Pyara Dushman. All of these music director on them, Bappi Lahiri. This stuff is really a find, man, I gotta tell you.
Well, see, and I look for 80s stuff wherever I go because I love new wave 80s music. So I was a little shocked that it was all disco, but quite happy.
Hey, you could play this on Songs from the Big Hair.
Yeah, that's true. I would really blow people's minds.
Yeah.
Well, like, I do every now and then I do international 80s music, so maybe I'll do that. Yeah.
And maybe maybe come up with more 80s Bollywood stuff and do I don't know if you could do 2 hours, but maybe if you came up with an hour or something.
It's possible.
If you found some stuff that wasn't disco too, that might make it more appealing.
Yeah. I don't know if there was any. I'll have to do some research. Yeah. Maybe it was all disco for all of the 80s.
Wow. I don't know. But so we're working with a CD here called 80s Film Fare Collectible, Editor's Choice. And this is another one of the compilations that Noah Scalin brought back from India from his recent trip. And thank you for doing so.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
I brought back for you to hear.
That's great that you're traveling and you're thinking of me. That's very nice of you.
Weird, but true.
And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And Christian's going to be in just like 8 minutes here with This Modern Beat. He's got a special guest coming in. Doodlebug from the Diggable Planets is going to be in for an interview, which is very cool. That's somebody who's famous enough that even I know who that is. And so that's going to be great. So stay tuned for This Modern Beat. Great program here every Friday from 7 until 9 p.m. And then from 9 to 11, it's What the Fontaine. It won't be with Fontaine tonight. She's taking off. And, somebody told me who's subbing. Oh, I know. It's Lightning's Girl from Cause and Effect is going to be filling in for Fontaine. So that's going to be great. You don't get to hear her solo that often and outside of the format of her regular show. And, which reminds me, I am going to be subbing for Cause and Effect, myself and P. Swan, this coming Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. And we're going to be featuring the music of Richard Thompson. It's going to be great fun. I'm really looking forward to that. Noah, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. I'm really glad I got to do this.
Yeah, this is great.
I hope folks enjoyed our random escapade of Indian music.
I'm sure that they did. And
that doesn't make sense, random escapade. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm so tired. It's Friday.
And just let me know when you're going to travel again.
Of course.
Not to Cleveland, to someplace foreign.
They have unique music in Cleveland.
An all Cleveland show would be awesome, but I don't know that that's really the format of,
not.
We could do Pear Ubu and Dead Boys, stuff like that.
Yeah, there you go.
That would be good. But anyway, we're getting off topic here. We got enough time for maybe like two current Bollywood songs. And this is another one of these CDs that you picked up. It's called It's Rockin' 2009 All Is Well.
A-A-L-I-Z-W-E-L-L.
And we're going to hear some of All Is Well, which is a song from the incredibly popular movie Three Idiots, which is now the highest grossing Bollywood movie of all time. This just went into theaters in like November or December.
Yeah, yeah. And it's played here already.
Yeah.
And it's quite entertaining. It's a comedy with a little bit of seriousness to it. But a huge, huge film in India.
But before we play that, we're going to play a song from the film Dev D, which is also very popular and recently released. This song is called Emotional Atachar, and that's become like a catchphrase. It's used all over India now, I found in my Google research, attached to things that didn't have anything to do with this song or the several versions of this song that are apparently in the movie. The version we're going to play is this brass band version, which just slays me.
Yeah.
This is by Bandmaster Rangila and Rasila, Emotional Atachar. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I will be back next week. A tout à l'heure. And thank you again, Noah, for coming in.
Thank you.
स्मोकिंग स्मोकिंग निकले रे धुआं सीने में जलती फूलों की अर्थी अरे व्हाट टू टेल यू डार्लिंग क्या हुआ
हाय सपने देखे जन्नत के पर मिट्टी में मिल जाए भूखे रे घर बारी दुनिया को बोले गुड बाय
चढ़ जाए हाय अल्लाह जिसको भी ये बुखार तौबा तेरा जलवा तौबा तेरा प्यार तेरा इमोशनल अत्याचार
तौबा तेरा जलवा तौबा तेरा प्यार तेरा इमोशनल अत्याचार
जाओ जाओ दिलबर ओ दिलबर
तेरा जलवा तौबा तेरा प्यार तेरा इमोशनल अत्याचार
सुख मुरझाए
हो गई दिल के पार ट्रेजेडी ट्रेजेडी टूट गई रे बाहर गुल सुख सुख मुरझाए
बोल बोल व्हाई डिड यू डिच मी जिंदगी भी ले ले यार किल मी बोल बोल व्हाई डिड यू डिच मी होर
बोल बोल व्हाई डिड यू डिच मी जिंदगी भी ले ले यार किल मी जाओ मिला जाओ मिला जाओ मिला
तौबा तेरा जलवा तौबा तेरा प्यार तेरा इमोशनल अत्याचार
तौबा तेरा जलवा तौबा तेरा प्यार तेरा इमोशनल अत्याचार
जाओ जाओ दिलबर
तेरा जलवा तौबा तेरा प्यार तेरा इमोशनल अत्याचार तेरा इमोशनल अत्याचार अरे तेरा इमोशनल अत्याचार
कंट्रोल हो टोको करके गोल
ये
हो टोको करके गोल सीटी बजा के बोल
ये
लाइफ हो आउट ऑफ कंट्रोल हो टोको करके गोल हो टोको करके गोल सीटी बजा के बोल
मुर्गी का जाने अंडे का क्या होगा
अरे लाइफ मिलेगी या तबे पे फ्राई होगा
कोई ना जाने अपना फ्यूचर क्या होगा
होट घुमाओ सीढ़ी बजा के बोल
भैया
ऑरेंज
अरे भैया ऑरेंज अरे चाचू ऑरेंज अरे भैया ऑरेंज
बात बात पे घबराए, दिल पे रख के हाथ उसे तो फुसला ले, दिल की इडियट है प्यार से उसको समझा ले,
होड़ घुमाओ सीढ़ी बजा के कौन भैया आले
मिटा नहीं, अगर बत्तिया राख हो गई गौर तो फिर भी दिखा नहीं,
बकरा क्या जाने उसकी जान का क्या होगा, सीख खुशेगी या साला की माँ होगा, कोई ना जाने अपना फ्यूचर क्या होगा,
तो फोट घुमा सीढ़ी बजा के फोन
भैया आले
कंट्रोल तो होटो को करके गोल, होटो को करके गोल, सीटी बजा के बोल,